Carol Radin is with the Office on Aging for the City of St. Petersburg and said that seniors in particular need to be aware of scams and fraudulent offers in the mail.
They don't a lot of times understand when something's happened to them. Somebody knocks on their door, they get mail that's soliciting something. That we have a lot of scams on contests in the mail. I'm sure you've heard of all of those. They get taken advantage of very easily.
Some scammers make a career out of stealing people's information. Sherry Lanham is an inspector for the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. She said that one scammer had taken people's personal financial information, but then tried to shred the evidence.
One of my colleagues and I sat for 2 weeks at a desk and pieced together credit cards and tax return statements and applications for credit cards. So if we can do it and get that information, the bad guys can do it and use it against you.
So she said that buying just any shredder isn't enough.
We recommend shredding. However, we recommend also using a good shredder, which is a cross-cut shredder, that doesn't just cut things in nice long little strips.
The culprits behind fraud can be found in plain view, operating as insurance agents. John Woolmer is a lieutenant with the Division of Insurance Fraud, and he works in the Florida Department of Financial Services. He said that sometimes insurance agents will pocket premiums while only pretending to sign up customers for a policy.
I've been a career police officer, been a police officer for 39 years, and I personally trust very few people, and a lot of people get ripped off because they are too trusting. They believe what people tell them, and what people tell them and what really happens sometimes are entirely two different things. So I was telling them, don't trust anybody. If they get some information, they need to verify that information. Don't believe anything that's told them verbally. They need to get something in writing. And this has to do with insurance issues. The vast majority of insurance agents are legitimate, but the ones we deal with, we're a law enforcement agency, the ones we deal with are not legitimate.
And he said that even agents with 20 years of honest work have been known to change their ways for the worse, especially if gambling or other addictions play a role in their lives. One elderly woman complained that her HMO was supposed to cover all of her medical expenses, but her physician still demanded a copay. Insurance specialist Janet Shope is with the Bureau for Consumer Outreach and said that anyone with questions like this should call them first.
There's a lot of people who call us and say, I'm telling you correct, but they may not be. You know, we need to look at that contract and know exactly what it's supposed to do. I mean, we get people all the time who say, I know my insurance company's supposed to pay for this. Well, it's a named exclusion. So we need to do that first step of go to the company first.
Norm Wagner lives in St. Pete and appreciated finding out who to call in case he had any doubts.
I think this is a good thing for people to know, you know, because a lot of people are just very, very trusting, you know, and take things for granted, whatever somebody else says to them, you know. But you have to have some way to verify things.
For questions about a fraudulent insurance company, Janet Shope recommends going to myfloridacfo.com. Or if a medical practice is at fault, she said to contact the Agency for Healthcare Administration at ahca.myflorida.com. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.